Hey everybody, wanted to give you a quick a message. I got a word from the Lord, and I want to read you also something, and also, but most of all right now, I want to say thank you so incredibly much for your prayers. Yeah, I almost cried when I saw your prayers on there because, well, because I was already crying, but it was like, it was like, I'm so grateful. You don't know how much it helps. And, the situation turned around pretty fast. And, but, these type of attacks can be, or, I mean, any kind of attack, if you react the wrong way to an attack, it can go in the wrong direction, like for really bad, And so, your prayers really, I could really feel it and quickly. I felt them quickly, and I'm so grateful. And I want to say thank you. And I wanted to read off all the names. And I know some of you are praying that didn't leave a comment, but there's so many names. After a while, there's just more and more names. I'm like, I can't even read them all right now, but it's like, I love you guys. You guys are so thoughtful. I'm telling you, the body of Christ is a beautiful thing. The prayers of the saints, the care and love of Christians just very, really blows me away and really moves my heart. Okay. Also, I know a lot of you are going through a lot of things too, and it's hard to pray when you're going through something yourself. And so, I'm going to be praying, as you know, okay, your prayers do always get seen. I'm going to pray for you all. Always, I see your prayer requests. And one of you had said that, I don't think I'm going to find it right here, but you had just said that you're just absolutely just feeling absolutely completely hopeless. And I just want to tell you that you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right too, just like I was. And in fact, you prayed for me in your state, all the more reason I pray God just fills you right now with that incredible love of knowing that you're going to be okay and that you are okay. I'm going to pray for everybody before I close, but I wanted to get to this. Okay, so I did get a comment. A couple of things actually are interesting. One has to do with rapture happening at the sixth seal, and I wanted to say that the rapture does not happen at the sixth seal. It's in chapter for Revelation. If God was to wait to come at the sixth seal, okay, that's after the four horsemen come out. And so let me just read you, we know that, we know that we hear a trumpet at the rapture. We hear God's voice calling us up. Okay, so chapter four, Revelation says, after these things I looked, and behold, a door. That's dalet in Hebrew is four, which means door. And this is actually chapter four as well. That's not an accident or a coincidence. Standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking, saying, come up here. Come up here, people. Come up here. I'm taking you up. And I will show you things which much take place after this, after the rapture, okay? Because everything after that is horrendous. And the four horsemen are gonna be like, I mean, first of all, there's gonna be nothing but war, conflict. The red horse is war. I mean, we haven't seen the war yet. It's not here quite yet. We see it forming. It's about to explode into a nuclear war any day now, literally. And then you have the black horse, we see, you know, we see food factories burning down and stuff, and we see there's, the stores are still normal looking, okay? This is not the way it's going to be when the third horse comes out, okay? It's not going to be like it is now. Like I said, like I always say, you know, if you can still go to Starbucks, you're not in the tribulation yet. It's going to be really, really scary. Food's going to be very scarce. Like, you won't even have any. A lot of people won't have any. And then it's when they're going to tell you the only way you can have any government cheese now is to take the mark of the beast. And one of you sent me a clip of a video in the comments. It was from a cartoon. Forget the name of it right now. But anyway, they literally had these people running around with a mark, like a tattoo mark, that you could scan it in the right hand. They all had it in the right hand right here. And they were going in and out of stores, and oh my gosh, don't tell me it's not around. It's here. It's here now. We already know it's here. You know, they're turning everything into digital currency soon. That's the mark of the beast, because then it's going to be connected to your body, and the computer will be connected to your body. And that was Bill -Gates, you know, trying to avoid any problems with censorship. But, you know, he had that patent back in 2000 and before 2020, 06, 06, 06, you know, connecting the body to the computer. Okay, so I don't know. I'm not sure why he named it 666. Might be connected, you know what I mean? We'll see. But anyway, yeah, so then you have the cry of the martyrs, and that is also during the tribulation. You know, those are the ones that are going to get killed because they don't take the mark, okay? Anyway, it's going to be a nightmare, and we are not leaving at the sixth seal is my point. It's the fourth. It's at the chapter four before the seals are open. I mean, even in that chapter, it talks about, you know, who's worthy to open the seals? Nobody except the Lamb of God. They haven't been opened yet at all, okay? Now, I wanted to also read a quick comment. Kathy, thank you. See, you know, all the other confirm constantly things that the Lord is showing me because God is doing it. It's not me. God is showing us things because he's coming back. Okay, I don't care if it's been a few years. We live in the now. And right now, it's happening now. Okay, so all the stuff that we've had in the past actually is pointing to now. Whether we thought he was coming back before or not, it doesn't even matter. It can't matter anymore. Just old things pass away. Behold, all things are new. We're living in today. So anyway, Gigi, in the spirit of working together, I had two dreams about a month apart 7 years ago that both pointed to the 17th day of the third month. So going by Jewish calendars of today, with them probably being a month off, we're both looking with great anticipation at June 6th. And that's because June 6th is the 17th day of the second month, or on the Torah calendar, the third month, but because we're a month behind, it's also on the second. So if you look at both calendars, you got the second and the third month that we're on here, and that lands on June 6th, which I did go over in the other video. So the dreams, several Christian friends of mine are being due on the same day. Okay, so basically, you know, we're having, you know, God is pointing stuff out here. And, okay, am I saying I know for sure it's the rapture's on that day? I don't, but I will tell you that God gave her that dream. Okay, so, and the reason that I give it to you is because since we don't know for sure, God is, when God pours out confirmations in his spirit, we need to look at it. we need to say, hey, well, maybe it is the 17th, because you know what? He doesn't want us not watching. I mean, imagine the day where he comes and he's given us stuff like this, and he will have given us stuff like this if this isn't it itself, and he wants us to take seriously what he's showing people, okay? Whether we can explain everything or not, and I'm going to try to, at least with an innocent heart, look at what God is showing us. And then another sister had a dream. I think she said she woke up yelling, screaming, get out of New York, the first week of June, get out of New York. And then a lot of people have been pointing to New York, okay, like on Chris's video from the Global Rapture Watcher that I told you about. Two people had dreams or visions of a clock that pointed to New York, and you know, I've been talking about clocks in New York for 8 years. See, it goes back to 1994. I've been telling you all the visions I would see. I mean, the main prophetic vision God gave me that day, you know, that I had set myself into this closet and just prayed and not, you know, fasted and everything. And he showed me some things, which I've been talking about on and off all this time. And you all know, but I did see the family reunion, the balloons, New York, the Ark, lottery thing, the Statue of Liberty, the clock said 10 to 2 or 10 after 10. Okay. Now what Chris saw, clock two, and his was 3 minutes to midnight. And then I think Bella saw it struck 12. So it looks like we're getting closer to midnight, in fact, or 12, whether it was midnight or midday, but we're not actually getting closer to 12. She got 12. And over the years, a lot of people have seen the clock, but it's never quite at 12, okay? Mine was 10 to 2, so, or 10 after 10. Well, basically, I mean, it was basically like this, and here's the middle, here's 12, so that's what he was showing us. We're not there yet, but when we go here, you know, once we get to this point, it's time to go. That's what God's trying to tell us. Now, I heard a word yesterday I wanted to give you. Okay, listen, out of the blue, minding my own business, and I suddenly hear REO Speedwagon. I'm like, what? What? Was that you, Lord? REO Speedwagon. Now, I don't even listen to them. I didn't my whole life. In fact, I didn't even know their name. I've only heard it maybe a couple times in the past year or something. I never even listened to their name or their music. I mean, I've heard their music, but I didn't know the name of the band. I think I have it here. Okay, so this is what I look it up, and I go straight to this first song God shows me. And the lyrics are like, I can't hold back anymore. I can't hold back this feeling anymore. And now, like, forget the secular part of the lyrics. It's not the point. You know, people can always cut all that down, which is just a waste of time. I mean, God, the Holy Spirit, uses everything he wants. He can use all the music in the world, you know, God can use. He owns everything in the world. And so don't even waste your time judging the music. It's ridiculous. Look at what he's saying in it, the point of the music, the point of the lyrics. You know, the whole point of it is, okay, so I'm gonna play just Can't Fight This Feeling. You all know the song. I know you all know the song. Can't fight this feeling. And I know what he's saying. He's saying, you know, he loves you. He loves us. And he can't fight this feeling anymore. In other words, he's coming to get us. It's like, it's not easy for him either. He wants to be with us. A lot of people say more than we want to be with him. That's how much he loves us. If you can believe it, it's really true. And he can't stand the separation either. And he knows how you all feel. He knows how we feel. Like, we can't stand it. It's horrible. I mean, it's horrible to not be with him. And yet, you know, yeah, I know he's with us, but that's different than where we're going to be with him. And there's no more of this evil world. It's just all pure love. So I'm going to play this for a second. And just know, this is God telling you that he can't stand being away from you anymore. Okay. I love the way he talks. I hope this. I might have to move over to the closer to the Wi-Fi on this thing. To play this, let's see here. So I'm gonna have to actually edit it in because I can't get the Wi-Fi in this room here. But so I'll edit it in, and I want to just pray for you guys because I'm just so incredibly grateful for your prayers, and I know that you guys are going through a lot of stuff. So Father, I just pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for all of my friends here. Brothers and sisters on this channel that are just so full of your love, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Father, for bringing them to me. And I thank you, God, for this channel. And I lift up everybody on this channel who is suffering right now. And I pray, Father, that you would fill each one of them with your shalom peace right now. We loose angels of God over them to minister and bring them what they need. I speak healing over them wherever I speak. I command the pain in the name of Jesus. Command the pain to stop in the name of Jesus. I command inflammation to go down in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you would pour like cold water over them. That's what I see. He's going to pour cold water over you to release you from that, the inflammation and pain in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of arthritis as well in the name of Jesus Christ off of your people. Father, I ask that you would touch Giuseppe. Lord, he's had mental challenges. I bind up that spirit of mental illness off him in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to loose your hold off of him in Jesus' name. I speak peace and healing over his mind and his mental state complete shalom over his thinking, his mind, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I lift up the loved ones. These people are praying for their loved ones that they would be saved. We lose angels of God over them to save them in the name of Jesus Christ. God, and I ask that you would, anything I haven't mentioned, Lord, that you know what it is. I speak healing in marriages, healing in relationships, healing in everybody's soul. I thank you, Lord, that help us to all be quick to forgive, quick to think of others higher than ourselves, according to your word, to put others before us, to think of others higher, Lord, that we would watch out for them. God, and we thank you for showing each person here how to walk in that place that releases an open door for your miracles to come in and heal the situations. Father, I ask that you would give everybody a word of knowledge that they need, direction for their life. Even if we're leaving tomorrow, Lord, or tonight, I mean, right now, we're here right now, God, and we need to hear from you now. And we thank you that you speak to your people, deliver them, heal them, fill them with joy, fill them with peace. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, God, we give you praise. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, come, Lord Yeshua. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Lord, we want to be with you. We thank you that you're coming to get us right on time. We thank you, Father God, that we're going to be with you. We thank you, Lord, we're going to see you face to face. Face to face. It's just, I can't believe it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're taking us home. In Jesus' name I pray, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Guys, we're going to, it just blows me away. We're actually going to go to heaven. Wow, this is just, wow, mind blowing. Okay, so thank you again. Love you all. Keep looking up. I'll see you here, there, or in the air.